Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, this weekend we begin our Stewardship Renewal homily series with a look at service and formation, two of the four pillars of stewardship. Today's readings invite us to believe in a loving, patient, merciful, and forgiving God. He is always in search of his lost and straying children, as Jesus explains in the three parables of today's gospel. In today's first reading, taken from Exodus, Moses is imploring a forgiving God to have mercy on the sinful people who abandoned him and turned to idol worship, reminding God of his promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. In today's second reading, Paul tells Timothy that although he, Paul, had been the greatest of sinners as the former persecutor of the church, God has shown great mercy towards him. Chapter 15 of Luke's Gospel has been called the Gospel within the Gospel because it is the distilled essence of the good news about the mercy of our forgiving Heavenly Father. The whole chapter is essentially one distinct parable, the parable of the lost and found, with three illustrations: the story of the lost sheep, the story of the lost coin, and the story of the lost son. These parables remind us that we have a God who welcomes sinners and forgives their sins whenever they return to him with genuine contrition and resolution. In our daily lives, sometimes we and others find self-righteous. Bishop Sheen once told a story about a trip he made by plane. One of the attendants asked him, "Do you want some more coffee, Your Excellency? Oh, my mother prays for you every day. I must write to her and tell her about seeing you." About that time, a big Texan who had a little too much to drink started cursing, making passes at the attendant and creating a big disturbance. Finally, the attendant, who had enough, walked up to the Texan and said, "Sir, I am afraid I am going to have to ask you to be quiet." Bishop Sheen, the famous television evangelist, is flying with us. "Bishop Fulton Sheen is flying with us?" the Texan asked with surprise. Then he stumbled back to where Bishop Sheen was sitting and said, "Bishop Sheen, I am so glad to meet you. I just want you to know how much your sermons have helped me to live an ideal Christian life." Bishop Sheen had to bend his head in shame. Dear friends, the life messages that we are invited to learn are: let us meet today's challenge for self-evaluation and correction. This can be for us a Sunday of self-reflection, assessment, and correction. If we have been in sin, God in His mercy is ready to receive and welcome us back, no less than Jesus welcomed sinners in his time. Secondly, let us confess our sins and regain peace and God's friendship. The first condition for experiencing the joy and relief of having our sins forgiven is to see our sins as they are and give them up. Let us ask for a fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit every morning so that we may do the will of God, and let us conclude every day by asking God's pardon and forgiveness for our sins of the day, resolving to receive sacrament of reconciliation if we are in serious sin. Let us also realize the truth that our brothers and sisters deserve and expect from us the same compassion, kindness, and forgiveness which we receive from God. This way, let us be formed to be better followers of Jesus, which will help us to serve our brothers and sisters more effectively. Yes, formation is learning about Jesus and his church. We are all called to grow in our knowledge of our faith, to be lifelong learners in the way of Jesus. How do we serve in this way, motivated by love and forgiveness? To serve without counting the cost, to serve though it may be inconvenient, to serve without desire for money, power, or glory. Jesus gives countless examples of this service, even unto death. As we continue with the celebration of the Holy Mass, let us pray for God's divine mercy for all, especially who have fallen away from grace. May our ears be opened so that we may hear that Jesus is welcoming us back home. May the Lord bless all of us in this regard. Amen.